Tiaras to toe rings, Asian ornaments, display some of the fantastic jewelry characteristic of Tibetan and Mongolian cultural regions. Nomads, who comprise most of Mongolia's populace and a large proportion of Tibet's, must herd their livestock between pastures. This lifestyle requires constant movement. Portable wealth includes not only one's animals, but also the jewelry people wear. Tibetan and Mongolian women traditionally wore vast amounts of coral, turquoise, pearls, amber, and silver in elaborate tiara. The shape and the style of these crowns indicate their physical and cultural regions and affiliations. In this gallery, you see pagor and patruk-style tiaras from central and southern Tibet worn by women of Lhasa and Sang. Tiaras made from large, lightweight silver repoussé plates that are strung with coral and coin pendants are worn by Nolak women of northeastern Tibet. A Khalkha woman's tiara from Mongolia is extremely elaborate and inspiring. This form inspired the costumer of Princess Amidala in Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. Suites of men's ornaments range from the city dwellers of Lhasa to nomadic jewelry styles. Hat finials, called shalok and sobi earrings, adorned Tibetan government officials, symbols of their rank within the government. Swords with ornate hilts and scabbards are echoed in form by the ornate pen cases worn like swords hanging from a belt. Nomadic men's jewelry includes a variety of hair ornaments, as well as tinder pouches with flints used to ignite fire. The recessed niche is filled with gao, amulets that can also serve as portable altars. Inside, wearers place small devotional sculptures, sacred texts, and holy substances such as incense, cloth of revered monks, soil from sacred sites, or protective gemstones to empower these items.